Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Has been.
No. We still have another section after this.
No, we had a good time today.
We had a wonderful time with Supervisor Judy Bosworth. And what makes it a good time is, one, she's a good individual, and two, she's doing a good job. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy. You know, we're not trying, some of these people out here, and I'm not going to talk about other townships, you can't bring them on because it's like you're just lying. You got a slop house there. It's a cesspool. So how can you bring a person like that on? Here, we have a good woman, and she's doing a good job, and that's the end of it.
As far as any political world goes, Judy is as good as it gets, in my opinion, all right?
100%.
She's good people. She's honest. She's trying hard. What else can you ask for? She's smart.
Right.
You know, she's got the right approach to the job. You know, it's not self-serving. You know, she's
no,
doing 100%. This because she really is sincere about trying to do the job right.
This you can't do. There's too many hours that have to be spent, and you don't get paid enough, and the abuse, you know.
Yeah.
This is a job you want to do. The only other job that I could think is producer of this show, because that's abuse. That's abuse. She gets abused. There's no question about it.
Well, that's great. You know what? And I do most abusing because I'm just the harasser of just getting people on the show. So that's a skill set I have. Like Judy is just to keep on. But what a great show, and having Supervisor Bosworth on, I mean, I know we say this all the time, but it was just so great to sit back because she's so comfortable with you guys, and it's just the conversation is so informative and wonderful. And, you know, and North Hempstead really at the heart, it's proactive. You know, that's really what all of us kind of try, even in Project Independence, really try to pride ourselves in just being proactive and not having to wait for the emergency to happen and then, you know, scramble trying to figure out how to fix it. So that's why I think it's really fun. And Otto was right. You know, it's fun to talk about programs that are successful. You know, you could talk about it all day. I mean, that's how I feel about Project Independence. And I just want to remind everyone, I know Judy touched upon it, but all PI programs up and through March 20th are canceled as of now. So after that, obviously, stay tuned.
Otto, let's go home.
The one thing I said, don't even think about all the PI rate. Luckily, this is a small operation. And
if in doubt, call 311.
That's right.
Right.
Call 311. So hopefully, I mean, obviously after this, programs can resume and stuff, but it's just to be safe.
Honestly, from a township, if that's how it's called, you're much better to be safe. You know, some of these situations, it's frail elderly who come to them.
Right.
And so therefore, why are we putting them at risk? You know?
Absolutely. I have to laugh, though, because, you know, our PI members are pretty resilient because throughout this whole thing, they've been like the calmest population. I haven't even heard like anyone looking remotely.
Right.
I think they've probably been like, listen, we've been through these kind of things. So I think everyone should be a little more like our PI members who just kind of rolling.
Who's coming on next week?
Next week, we have on Roy Coniglio, who is a Port Washington resident.
I did see that. Okay. No, I know.
Artist and author, mm-hmm. Which we love having our interesting residents on. And then we have Dr. Kimberly Krantz, who is a geriatrician over at Northwell Health, who's going to come on talking about immunizations. So that should be an interesting topic. And I had booked that right before any of this corona stuff happened. So I'm sure they'll probably be, Northwell will have some kind of updates on the situation. So
I'd like to give you an experience on a guest we had on last week.
I like it.
All right?
Yes.
Last week we had DZ Stone, Donna mm-hmm. Stone, on about a book that she wrote called No Past Tense, Love and Survival in the Shadow of the Holocaust. I went to her book signing last night, And
at the Cornerstone Pub
in Mineola. By the way, they did a nice job there too. We're not, this is not a paid commercial.
or if they want to, you know, sponsor.
But we were quite pleased with the food and the service. But anyhow, the point being that Donna's book is really a tremendous story about a couple who knew each other slightly as teenagers or even early teens in Hungary. Or Czechoslovakia, Hungary.
I think it was Hungary.
And then they both got pulled into Auschwitz and then transferred to one of them to another location. And the whole story was triggered by their son asking Donna to write their story. So she spent several hundred hours talking to the father and the mother about their experiences from being a kid, going through the Holocaust, and ultimately to the point of 1999, which is when she finished with her interviews. But anyhow, point being that Donna was on last week, and that's an example of one of the great guests you have gotten onto the show. Where that came from, I have no idea, but it was, I give you a silver star,
maybe even
a gold star.
Oh, cool. That's what I like. I'll take it. No, it was really wonderful. You know, and that's what we always say about this show. It's really, over the years, evolved into such a bigger thing. You know, we have the ability to kind of have free reign on guests. And it's not, obviously, we're senior focused, but it's really a community show. Mm-hmm. You know, all these guests that we have on and topics are beneficial to everyone, not just, you know, seniors. And to have an author on like her and just to hear the story about it, I mean, it was such an amazing interview. And I'm glad that you were able to go.
I even have it, my book signed.
Ah, very cool. I love it. No, it's great, and that's what makes the show worthwhile. But also coming up in March, on March 20th, we're having on one of our fabulous social workers, Andrea Taylor, because March is Social Work Month. Then we have on Dr. Aaron Cohen, who is a PI member, who is providing a program for us about a tour of South Africa. He takes these amazing photographs.
Oh, okay.
So he'll kind of talk about that and how he got involved in doing that. So that's on March 20th. On March 27th, we have a community-based organization, Self-Help Community Services, will be coming on talking about their programs. And then we have the geriatric dentistry topic.
Who's doing the geriatric dentistry?
Cheryl Silverstein.
That's who it is. I knew that. She was with my wife the other day.
Oh, see?
And
it's
I
all
said, I know. I said, Steph, I said, she's coming on the radio.
She is.
Wow.
So we're going to talk about
geriatric dentistry.
Yes, the important.
And where is she from?
She's a dentist, but she's part of Self-Help also. So she's a board member on Self-Help, but she's going to come on to talk about the importance of that. Because I'm always, you know...
It's not discussed often.
No, you know, and it's so funny because I'm always...
She's very good. Yeah.
And that's something my grandpa and I always laugh because no matter what, my grandpa literally went to the dentist probably more than any human being like in the world. Because constantly going to the dentist, constantly with his teeth. And it was like a running joke in our family because no matter how he was feeling, Tasso was going to get there and go to the dentist. But it's really so important. And then we've had this topic on in the past, and the impact of not taking care of your teeth, what it could have on you medically, is just like, you know, people just don't think about that. They'll go to the cardiologist, they'll do this. But, like, the dentist gets shafted. So we'll talk about that.
Well, people from my generation did not take care of their teeth as well as they should have because they just weren't as trained or educated. It was a different game back then.
It was
then.
Also money.
Yeah.
It was money.
You know, like today, it's still money. Mm-hmm. You don't have that good of an insurance policy.
No.
You have to go out.
I don't know if there is a good insurance policy for dentists.
Yeah, there isn't, actually. You're right.
I don't think there are any, my opinion. Matter of fact, if you talk to a dentist, which I have, they'll tell you that there's really no good plan.
Yeah.
You know, and
but
it's expensive. Now
it
it's
is.
Even...
Now it's ridiculous.
It's a big deal. Yeah, you may have to buy on time, if you will. But there is one of the locations has a clinic, and unfortunately, I'm saying it, but I don't remember who it is. It's one of the, LIJ, one of those locations. I think it's LIJ.
Mm-hmm.
They have a dentistry clinic that apparently helps people who are financially in. Got some problems.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah,
because that's certainly interesting. But so we'll learn about that. That should be very interesting. And then in April, we're kicking off on April 3rd, Which I only know one of the guests because the rest I was told I was sworn to see. I don't know. Honestly, so I could promote Councilwoman Dellamonte will be on for the first half hour. Otto will be back with us that day, too. And the rest, I don't know.
I think we should just leave early that day.
Maybe that's a surprise.
I'm entitled to a vacation.
That might be the surprise. We just have a half hour show.
I love it. Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
It's been real.
April in Paris.
So April 3rd. April 10th, we will have on Lauren Suma, who is the resident advocate for North Hempstead, who's always great to be on to talk about just the building, permits and codes. So we'll have her on. We will have on Dr. Rita Langdown, who is actually over here at LIU Post, is the School of Professional Studies, which Ann Hirsch, one of our co-hosts, attends all the adult ed programs with her. So she will be on. And then on April 17th, we have on one of my absolute favorite programs that we're partnered with, Rebuilding Together Long Island, which does amazing work, all volunteers. And then we have on Robert Vesicelli, who is over at PSEG, who's going to talk about electric utility scams. And that is the 17th. And the 24th is a repeat show because I will be in Nashville. So,
what show?
The April 24th.
April 24th, we don't have a show.
No show. Mark it down, people.
What's going on in Nashville?
We're just, well, the horrible, like, tornado. Thankfully.
Just had tornado.
Yeah, which was, of course, I was like, really? Really, yeah. Nashville? But where we're going wasn't affected. So.
You're going to?
The Broadway downtown area.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes. So our hotel is still there.
Do you like that kind of music?
No. Oh. But it's funny. It's funny that you
the
say
beginning
that.
Beginning of Ramadan.
Because, oh, there you go. Because I am just, like, obsessed with Nashville for, years. And I don't know why. I've been fixated on it. I'm not totally sure why. I can't even explain because I'm not a big country music person.
I was just going to say, but, your style doesn't come
But if
to
anyone
me.
Knows me, they know that when I'm there, I will be head to toe
country.
In this country.
I have
I told Jay, okay, I said, okay. You better watch out. I will have a cowboy hat and I'll have a cowboy boots.
I have witnessed you in various pictures,
yes,
with Western outfit on.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So okay. I'll whip out friends.
I think I'd like Nashville. I watched the show Nashville.
See,
yeah,
there you go.
I've been to Nashville a lot of times,
really?
But always on business. So a lot of times when you go to places on business, say,
yeah,
"Oh,
really
you went to Nashville?
Right.
Yeah, big deal." I went to the airport. I rented a car. I went to a place of business, and then I took the car back to the airport. And I went home.
Yeah, and it seems like every
once in a while
everyone seems to be going there. So I feel like I was
just very intrigued.
Well, the
Grand Ole Opry Convention Center. We have done trade shows.
Well,
there.
I made a whole binder because we're road tripping. We're not flying. We are taking a road trip to Nashville, so we are driving.
Ooh.
Oh, from your house?
From my house. Me, Jay, my husband, my two best friends, Sandra and Tony. We're all hitting the road, which should be quite the adventure.
And a hotel each night as we go along.
So we're stopping in Virginia.
How many nights are you planning on taking?
We're doing a week.
How many nights to get to Nashville?
Well, we're stopping in Virginia. We're going to sleep over. Yeah. And then we're going to power through.
What is that, about 1,000 miles?
I don't know. Honestly, that's not my strong suit. I printed out a map for Jay.
I think it might be.
But I made a whole book. You guys
are
leaving.
No, when are you leaving?
We're leaving April 17th.
Oh, April 17th. And so you'll be home like Saturday or Sunday.
Yes.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
But I made a whole binder itinerary. Everyone was very impressed.
Oh, I would imagine.
I'll bring it in. It's quite impressive. That. Jay said hotel. Jay was so impressed. This is like cooler than a hotel book. I said, don't ever underestimate me.
And she
plans.
Probably has those 3D pictures when you open up. Like, where Rogers' hands open up. Welcome.
I have dividers. I have all kinds of things. I have stores we need to go to. Restaurants we need to go to. Rooftop bars we need to go to.
I have a nephew that lives right near Nashville.
Oh, there we go. I'll stop by him.
Gallatin, I think, is the name of the town. But anyhow, the town next to him is the one that got hit by the tornado.
I know, it's so horrible.
Oh, okay.
And, but it looks like things are, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of.
A lot of people got killed, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Minimum, the number I saw was 24. I don't know what it's up to now.
It's just scary.
But that's kind of a scary thing.
Yeah.
You know, swooping in all of a sudden and the houses are destroyed.
Well, that's why you got to make the most of it because, as Judith said, things change in a moment.
Yes.
So that's why we just got to enjoy while we can and count your blessings, as I tell my family all the time. But like I said, there are great programs coming up. We are actually even booked into May now because I'm just rolling in the planning.
Cool.
So we have another author coming on which we've had on before. This is on May 1st, who wrote a book about advocacy. We were actually talking about this during the break. So she has a book called From Crisis to Calm, A Patient Advocate's Take on Healthcare Coordination for You and the Common Caregiver. Okay. So then we have on United Lifeline and Flushing House, who offer great services for seniors. On the 8th, we don't have a show because LA Post has its graduation. Oh, okay. And on May
5th, May 8th, we don't have a yes. show. This is an update for my
That's
comments.
Good. See, I like it. John's typing, writing things. On May 15th, we have on someone coming from St. Francis who is talking about stroke awareness.
And she was
Yes,
there
Maura was here last week with Otto. So Otto
last week, right.
was talking to her about this topic. So while we were on the show, we booked her for May. And then we have on Carol O'Neill, who is from EAC, which is our partner in all of our social work services. And they have an amazing new caregiver initiative they're doing, which is nutrition for caregivers, because a lot of time caregivers aren't taking care of themselves because they're taking care of someone else. So we're really trying to push that. So Otto will be on that show as well. May 22nd, we have on a representative from the Administration for Community Living, because May is Older American Month, and this year's theme is Make Your Mark, which we'll learn about. And we have an organization called 101 Mobility will be on. And May 29th, we have the Alzheimer's Association talking about healthy living for your brain and body. And we have on someone from the Nassau County Mental Health Association, because May is also Mental Health Awareness Month. So, you know, I love a theme. So we have her on for May. So that is May. So we are. There's a lot of informative topics to go. And if you ever miss a show, you could always go on the PI website and
right.
check it out. So that is just. And you can always call 311 if you have a suggestion. You want to be on the show. You have a because I say those are my favorites. When people call and say, I met this amazing person, they'd be great on the show. We will vet them and put them on.
Yeah, that's the most important. You hear somebody, like, you know, and you appreciate what they had to say and what
Absolutely.
They had to offer. That's the best way to do it, and I'm a firm believer in that. We're going to go in for a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.